I mean, you know, the amount of times I've been to rallies and people have talked endlessly about, you know, everyone's a fascist, everyone's a Nazi. I mean, whatever rally the troops, you know, like, go for your life. If it helps your chance, then please go for it. But we are absolutely, we'll be fools to not understand the difference between the various, I guess, onboarding points for far-right racist bigots over the past few years in Australia alone, you know, or on the internet. Understand what got them into that group. What's the difference between them? At what point did any of them, and a few of them do, get off, you know what I mean? Remain stationary rather than going down the red pill highway towards balls-out fascism, you know? Some of them do. They stop at the whole anti-Islam, I love my country, I want to protect it, you know what I mean?
Can you,
kind of patriotism. Some of them do stop there.
Okay, so can you identify then what actually is going full fascist?
Look, I mean, again, if I refer to like a red pill highway, I saw a young man who was talking about his story of having been alt-right. And then, you know, there's a pretty popular video on YouTube of an American kid who was talking about his journey from up there through to the depths of the alt-right and then back out again. And he talked about it as a sales funnel, which I thought was really, really good. That actually does make sense. Balls-out fascism involves, you know, like red-pilling to the degree that you believe in the deep end stuff like the Jewish question. And you then become an adherent to an ideology that uses nationalism and uses, I guess, you know, divide and conquer theories about race theory and eugenics and so on and so forth to isolate and to sort of escalate, you know, a particular section of the population and to motivate them in order to I guess, galvanise and then organise an authoritarian state. I said it's about being about fascism, it's about organising towards authoritarianism, but doing it through using messages of nationalism, racism, bigotry, and dividing and conquering. That's what I think the fascist ideology is.
Do you think that, so if we're talking about someone who, people who believe in fascism, they then have a desire to take over the government? Whereas maybe if someone is, well, they're racist or it's a racist group or a white supremacist group, maybe they don't actually want to take over the government?
Political fascism does entail that, you know, organising, you know, increasing your, I guess, your power levels whilst hiding your power levels. Yeah, fascism 101 is about organising towards, whether it be via revolutionary means or by underhanded political means, political, you know, governmental overthrow and a reorganisation of government. You know, you can't achieve fascist ideals with a moderate democracy. So it you know, fascists are organising towards that. What goes hand in hand with fascism is invariably white supremacy, owing not in the least to, you know, the last century and the major events of last century. You know, you may have heard of Adolf Hitler. And so the theories that came along with that era that informed, I guess, Nazi Germany, such as, you know, eugenics and so on and so forth, and white supremacy, really, mean that the two invariably go hand in hand. So an informed, studied white supremacist is at least partial to fascism. Although, you know, you'll see white supremacists who merely believe what they believe, and they're not interested in the world of politics so much. They might have given up on it. They simply work towards, you know, having plenty of white babies, you know, and getting a job and promoting, you know, only working with whites or what have you, and just sort of living in little, you know, pseudo white enclaves. I think that's what white supremacy. Of course, they're in proximity to fascists, owing to modern history, though. You know,
sorry, I've heard the media call Fraser Anning a Nazi and the One Nation Party Nazis, but could they be seen as fascists as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, okay, so alt-right, patriot, whatever you want to call them, they love their labels, type people. are really beholden to the idea that us lefties call everyone Nazis. They're obsessed with the labels that they give themselves. It's an obsession born of the first messages that you get when you start to become, I guess, part of that world or red-pilled, you know. You're being introduced into a worldview in which all of us conniving lefties have formed this global conspiracy in which we try to shame anyone who believes in even the lighter of alt-light theories, you know, that we call them racist just to instill shame in them. You know, we've invaded Hollywood and we've invaded governments and, you know, those guys think that we call everyone a Nazi. But my experience of several years of anti-fascism has been much akin to the sales funnel or the red pill highway ideas conceptualizations I talked about before, that you start out with alt-light theories and then everyone tries to encourage you further down this linear path towards fascism. Now, you know, the people who aren't white supremacists or fascists this year end up becoming that in a couple of years. All of them big-name patriots that I remember from the 2015-16 movement, if they're still involved in that world, they were either covert fascists then, just trying to make the most out of the anti-Islam things whilst hiding their intentions regarding the Jewish question. They were still covert believers in fascist white supremacist ideas, or they weren't, but they've now become that, you know. So I've seen that happen over the past few years. But you ask about Fraser Anning. Well, the simple fact of it is that I think Fraser Anning's more of a doddering idiot, but I know that all of his staffers are covert, studied fascists. So I don't think it's inappropriate at all to call Fraser Anning a Nazi, because the man reminds me of a sedated farmer, the way that he carries himself. I don't think he writes anything that he says, and I don't think he has a very firm grip of the nuanced fascist sort of little covert symbolism that he includes in his speeches and in his posts and his memes and what have you. He doesn't have any idea. He doesn't have to. All of his staff are studied veteran fascists. And so that's why I think it's not inappropriate to call him a Nazi, because everyone in his office is.